FM 90.3 WJTL, Matthew West, the God Who Stays. Dan Bremnes up again. Good morning to you. It's 7:05.
Hey, good morning, friends. You can look for the WJTL parade crew leading the way this coming Wednesday in the Solanco Fair Parade. The parade steps off at 6 and the fair runs through Friday. Get the details at SolancoFair.com.
This morning, our friends from Revelations of Freedom Ministries hanging out with us. Joel, Mark, and Josh are here. Good morning, guys.
Woo-hoo. Good morning.
Good to be here.
Great to have you all here. Joel Jakubowski is the Executive Director of Revelations of Freedom Ministries. Joel, welcome back to the studio.
Always hey, Fred. Great to see you. Great to be with you guys and Annie. We love JTL.
Awesome.
Oh, we love you. Here. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Absolutely. I want to say hi to my wife, of course, and our kids, Brett, Shelby, Nathan, and Hope. And, of course, all the staff and students at Revelations of Freedom Ministries.
Awesome. And yeah. I understand you guys have a lot of great things going on there. Before you tell us that, just tell us about the ministry.
Sure. Revelations of Freedom Ministries started in 2012, is long-term residential, faith-based rehabilitation from drugs and alcohol for adult men. We have a very unique model where we actually, after the first 7 months of our 10-month program, you can enter into employment and start acclimating to the community and get that ball rolling of recovery while still being a student in the program, which is a very unique model.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. And I understand you've recently experienced some wonderful growth.
Yes, we have. We just recently, about 5 months ago, moved from about probably a 12-man house, 12 to 15 men, to a 44,000-square-foot building, an old BB&T headquarters bank building in New Holland, where we can hold up to 50 men. 44,000 square feet of hope and freedom is what we like to call that.
Wow. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, and you're in New Holland.
We are. Yes, yeah. Right behind the Blue Ball BB&T.
Yeah.
That's the best way to understand where we're at. We're kind of set back.
Yeah. Very cool. If folks want more information, they can visit you online.
Absolutely. At rofm.org. And that's the best. It's a little bit under construction, that website, but you'll get the meat there.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's.
And you guys just opened a thrift store? Is that?
We did. Freedom Thrift is going to help to support the cause and obviously help to fight this opiate epidemic and addiction.
Yeah.
And it acts as direct support for our program. And so every dollar spent there is really helping to fight the drug epidemic and assist the men of our program.
Awesome. We'll talk more about that coming up.
Thanks.
This morning, Joel's brought along Mark and Josh with him. Let's say good morning to Josh. Josh Easton, good morning to you, Josh.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, thanks for being
on the show, actually.
Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Yeah. Say hi to my family. I believe my mom. My mom's probably listening, and my fiance, Joy. I just recently got engaged about a month and a half.
Congratulations. That's exciting. Now, you are a discipleship coach with Revelation Freedom Ministries. Tell us a little bit about your role. What do you do?
Pretty much, I'm a discipleship coach, also direct care staff, second shift manager there. Discipleship coach, it's basically a counseling position in a sense. What I do is I work with the students that come in, learn about their dynamics of their family and themselves, and start working on a path to recovery for them, you know, using biblical and spiritual principles. So what that may look like, let's say you were my student that I was discipling, I would, you know, take you down, you know, take you through the Bible with certain scripture verses to work on, maybe to memorize, different books to read, some book, you know, writings on that book, and just sit down, talk, and have an honest conversation and see where you want to go, help set goals, long-term goals, short-term goals, things like that.
Very cool. And this morning also along is Mark Kay. Mark is one of the students here. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Anybody you want to say hi to?
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to my mother and my grandmother and all my church family and also the brothers that I have at Revelation of Freedom.
Yeah, that's great. So as a student there, tell us a little bit about your experiences.
So I've been there for about 4.5 months, and it's been amazing. It's blown away the expectations that I have, the balance that I'm finding. You know, we have classes, Bible studies, church, but we also do work therapy, and it kind of gives to the program. You don't necessarily get burnt out just in a classroom all day.
Right.
And the events, the fun stuff that we do, it just breaks it up. It doesn't seem like 4.5 months. It's incredible.
That's great. Coming up, we're going to talk more with Josh, Mark, and Joel. We'll find out more about Revelations of Freedom Ministries and how you can get involved. In the meantime, visit online, rofm.org. Coming up, we've got more music, too. Michael English and Passion next.